This is Anne-Marie Panarincan, Culture OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at cultureoc.org. When I want the best in food and dining news outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And we're back, and it is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, putting it all together. And we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Just a reminder, we were talking about the Careers Through Culinary Arts program during the break, and their big annual benefit is coming up May 17th, Friday evening, May 17th, at the Jonathan Club in downtown LA, honoring celebrity chef Nancy Silverton. You know her as the original pastry chef at Spago when they were up on Sunset Boulevard, and now very accomplished in artisan bread and pizza and anything else she wants to do. And she is actually designed the menu for the evening. So pretty spectacular affair, benefiting a very worthy cause. Tickets will sell out, and all the information is at ccapinc.org. ccapinc.org. Venturing back down to the Long Beach Exchange and picking up our conversation with the chef proprietor of the new Barbecue, Jonathan Benvenuti, and his partner is beverage director Jason Scarborough. Chef Jonathan, in terms of how you would describe the menu at Barbecue, it's certainly Italian-American, but you're changing the menu often. Give us a little bit more of a word portrait of what you're doing, because I know every dish is a personal statement for you.
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to is storytelling. It is unapologetically Italian-American. We make all the pastas in-house, all the desserts, all the breads, everything. We're a scratch kitchen, and so we have our Italian influence as well as telling you the story through my mom's carrots, chicken and dumplings. And then Jason kind of writes the cocktail list in the same way. You know, things have a story to them, and I think when people are engaged the most is when the food tells a story. Anyone can go get food somewhere, but I think when you're able to tell a story, it really separates the dining experience, I think. And that's what we try to do at Barbecue is tell those stories as best we can through our food, through our cuisine, and then we're heavily influenced by Italy. A lot of our wines come from the Central Coast and Italy. Jason spent a lot of time out there, and he's super passionate about Italian culture, Italian wines. So I think for us it really comes down to as long as it has a really cool story behind it, then we're able to stand behind it. I don't think we'd ever put something on the menu just a habit that didn't have some sort of connection to both of us.
I love it. And a point to make, Chef Jonathan, is that Jason is very visible on the floor. So if you have any questions about wine pairing, whether it be by the glass or by the bottle, there's no pretension here. You're going to get a lot of good information from Jason. And as you were saying, every wine also has a story. And that is a very interesting component, I think, of wine appreciation.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's where Jason's best qualities are, is telling the stories behind the winemakers and the grapes and where it comes from. You know, when I met Jason at a restaurant a couple years ago, we were both working in Santa Ana, and I didn't know much about wine. And it wasn't just learning about wine, it's getting excited. And the way I see Jason taste things sometimes and get so excited and genuinely talk about how delicious and tasty and hit these notes, it really gets you excited about wine. And like you said, there's no pretentious. Like if I don't know something, I Jason's the first person I call and ask about these tasty notes or pairings. And in a way, he's like the most humble sommelier I've ever been a part of. And I think we make such a great team for those reasons. You know, we really, it's like the juxtaposition of both of us. It's the neck tattoos and the sweater, and you see Jason in the restaurant, hands-on. And it's just, it's such a fun, like even tonight, Saturday, I'm literally excited to get in tonight and just serve people in the community and just tell our stories. It's like every night is exciting.
Well, and Jonathan, I want our listeners to know that infectious enthusiasm that comes through in your voice, that is genuine. That's the way you are, even in the height of service where you might be a little in the weeds, you know, you still have a kind word for everybody, and you're not hiding, which is important. Now, you ran through one dish really quickly that we need to give more time to, because people would think, particularly with vegetables now finding their way to the center of the plate, which is a good thing, you might kind of dismiss carrots as, you have in the appetizers section of your menu something called Mom's Carrots that is pretty special. We need to give a little time, Chef, to Mom's Carrots.
Thank you. Wow. She would be so proud to know that one of my signatures are her carrots. You know, we grew up, my mom used to make these carrots. She'd call them burnt carrots. And when I was on Hell's Kitchen, my sous chef, Jason, with the blue hair, Jason Santos, told me, he's like, hey, you know, these are badass, but we can't really call them burnt. So we called them glazed. We made a ravioli filling. And we took it our way. So my mom used to cook these carrots super hard with maple, brown sugar, just glaze them super hard. Something about maple and salt just, like, hits different for me, and brown butter. And so we took that. And we're kind of showcasing the whole carrot. We take the carrot tops, we make a little pea stew out of it. We serve it over some whipped burrata, some candied almonds, and it really hits like that savory, sweet kind of decadent. And it's one of those things, I have so much pride when people tell me, you know, I don't really like cooked carrots, but these are amazing. And it's crazy. It's just a humble carrot. And I think that really separates chefs. Like, if you know, I worked for Mark Santana for quite some time, and he used to tell me every good chef has to have a good chicken dish. You have to be able to cook the basics right.
And Amar would be right about that, Chef.
100%. We used to hire people and make them cook rice in a pot just to see if they knew how to cook the basics. And I think, it's just crazy. The humble carrot has become one of my favorite dishes. And people ask all the time, what's one dish I can't miss? It's the carrots. And I have so much pride in that. Brian Addison wrote up a beautiful article about us and focused on those carrots. And those carrots have just been the highlight of the restaurant. And I tell people, if you're coming to Barbecue and you don't get the carrots, you'll get the story. But the carrots are the bookend to that story, I feel like.
Now, Chef, you have some incredible pastas that are on your menu. And as you mentioned earlier, you're making the pastas fresh. For someone that comes to Barbecue for the first time, and I know this is going to be difficult for you, what is, for a newbie, what is the one pasta dish that they should have that will actually inspire them to come back? How about we'll put it that way?
Oh, man, that's so tough. I think right now one of my favorites is the squid ink fettuccine. It's kind of a seafood celebration. We serve it with scallops, octopus, shrimp, tons of classic white wine, cream, bay leaf, aromatics reduced down. It's an Italian pasta dish done our way. And I think that kind of encompasses what we're doing. Is hitting these comforting notes and these Italian bullet points, but still doing it our way. And I love seeing that dish fly out. It's one of my favorites. The beet cheek pappardelle is amazing. We make our own basil pesto that goes in the cavatelli with spring peas. Dude, I could keep going. Oh, the pastas are I take so much pride in those because we literally make those. Two guys, we make those all day, me and Chef Zach. And if you come in, you have to get a pasta. The carrots and the pasta are a must, and the focaccia. Anything else in between is just, we're telling the story, you know?
Chef Jonathan, I love it. But again, for an American-Italian restaurant, if you don't have a couple pasta dishes that sing, you're in trouble. So I've had actually most of the pasta dishes that are on your current menu, and I would say they're definitely worthy. I like you suggesting the squid ink fettuccine because everybody sort of knows fettuccine that you know, has a tendency to be very rich and a little bit too much, and not the way you do it, and it's a little bit unusual in terms of a seafood fettuccine. So I think that's a great way of trying a familiar Italian pasta that's sort of done the Chef Jonathan way. So good there, but also there's a lot of pappardelle that is around right now. Some of it, which is really average. Again, your pappardelle is definitely recommendable. So we want to get that in there too. Now, Chef, as we're starting to run out of time, the one thing we've not done is talked about the hours and the days that Barbecue is open. That's kind of important.
It is. It is. So, like you said, we are not a food stall in the Exchange. We're a freestanding restaurant across from it. We are open Wednesday through Sunday. We start dinner service at 5 o'clock, usually end it around 8:30, 9 o'clock. Fridays and Saturdays, we open up earlier. We stay open later. And we usually will seat the bar around 4:30. And then, you know, we have our eyes set on lunch coming up soon. Sunday, we do from 4 to 7:30. We're working on a Sunday supper right now, kind of like a course-style pasta experience. But, yeah, you know, it's just getting the name out there and connecting with the community and allowing people to know we're there and we're here to stay and just what we're doing is special to the community, as special as the community is to us.
Well, Chef Jonathan, we look forward to following your progress. Ladies and gentlemen, Barbecue at the Long Beach Exchange, not in the food hall, a partnership between Chef Jonathan Benvenuti and his beverage guy, Jason Scarborough, and also involved in this, who's also been a mentor to Chef Jonathan, is Chef Ross Pangelinan, who is a serious restaurateur and really knows his business. This is one to keep an eye on. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're off to Spain, and we're talking about one of the premier Spanish olive oils. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're happily presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Back in a flash.